Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Oscar.
Hello.
You know who's funny? It's that Mike O'Mara. He's not here right now, but he really tickled me last night. I put on the Facebook, and he said last evening, anything on TV tonight?
He's a real cut up.
Yeah, he is. He's a card. And you see, last night was the presidential debate, the first one. And it was Trump and Hillary.
Yes.
And they spoke for 90 minutes, and Lester Holt was there to supervise the whole thing. It was fun to watch on TV, but I think to really get an insight, we need to go to someone who was there.
Oh, yeah.
So let's dial him up right now. It's been a while since we've had him on the phone. One of the participants in last night's debate. Probably going to finish in the top two in the election. He could be. There's Johnson, so he could you know, mix things up.
But oh, yeah.
Getting him on the phone right now, calling him in New York. He's expecting our call. He usually picks up on the third ring.
He's probably very busy.
Very busy man.
Maybe a little jet lagged.
Could be. Well, no, he was in Hofstra. That's in New York as well.
Damn it!
An unprecedented fourth ring. Perhaps he's having a drink of something to get ready. As we have our fifth ring, the line is dead.
Oh, no.
We can redial.
It always times out after the sixth ring.
Yeah, so let's see. I wish, you know what, the thing about the rotary telos we have, no redial button.
It's interesting why, and I could understand for a man of his stature,
yes,
why,
his
why we don't have a cell phone number, but...
Well, I'm sure
landlines are always better for broadcast.
I'm not sure he would have a cell phone. Wouldn't he have a guy who has a cell phone?
No, he would have a cell phone.
You think he would?
Yes, a direct line.
Like an older Apple product?
Something that's secure.
Something that's very secure, like a BlackBerry.
Not a smartphone, more like a flip phone that no one hacks into.
Well, you can't hack into a flip phone. The Razor?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Motorola?
Yeah.
Oh, Motorola. Easy to lose.
That's true.
Well, put it in your pocket, and then you can always check for it. Line is dead. Let's try one more time. I think he'll probably pick up this time.
Next time, it's got to be his cell phone.
He's not forthcoming with that information.
We used to have an advertiser on the show years ago.
Long time ago.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper?
They would actually take your landline and move it to yourself. Oh, there it is. Oh, whoa.
Hello.
Hey, Donald.
Winning.
It's Rob and Oscar. Why weren't you picking up?
Who's this?
I told you. It's Rob and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS.
Rob and Oscar. All right. I got a few minutes to talk to you. I'm on my treadmill right now.
You're on your treadmill?
Stamina.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, how are you? Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The question is,
5 a.m. How are you?
The question is, how are you?
I'm better.
Better than what?
Better than last night.
Oh.
How do you think last night went? Let's start with a broad question.
I won. It was great. It was fantastic, Rob. I was all right. I did a great job. She was not prepared. She was lying. She was conjuring. I was strong. I was wonderful. And I drank water. And I was ready to go. And everything was fantastic. And, you know, the thing about it is that she doesn't prepare. And I do. And she was obviously not ready. She showed no stamina. She was not there. In spirit, she was there, but she really wasn't in the moment like I was. I was strong. I won. I had better points. I'm smarter. I'm better looking. She didn't really show up there, Rob.
How long do you think you'll be able to do this interview before you fall apart today, like last night?
Say fall apart all you want, but the fact is that I know what I'm doing, Rob. I know exactly what I'm doing, and you know, you can say fall apart all you want, the mainstream media savaging me today, but the fact is that, actually, let me rephrase that.
Sure.
savaging. Hold on. Big word. That is a big word. The mainstream media being mean to me today, but I don't believe anything they say. I think I was all there. I was in the moment. I did my job, and I was clear and understandable, and she can call all of my supporters deplorables, and I didn't get that into the debate. Damn it.
Mr. Trump.
Hold on a second. There's my friend. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? I'm going to say this. I know you're doing a podcast now, but I'd like you to come and work for my organization. I would love you to come work for my organization.
Upper management. Nothing less.
What position? What position for him?
Can I offer you a vice presidency? Can I offer you a vice presidency? I'd like
to. In what division?
That. The Division of Hispanic Relations.
Oh.
Can I do that for you?
Let me do some quick math, Mr. Trump.
Isn't that the division that put out the viral ad of you eating the burrito bowl on Cinco de Mayo?
That burrito bowl was served in Trump Tower. And it's one of the most delicious burrito bowls. Yes, hello?
Any other division would work, but I can't be your Uncle Tom. I can't do that.
That's fine. If you'd like to work in real estate development with Ivanka.
Oh, nice.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
Ivanka is looking for somebody, and is right. Man, would I love to do her.
Hey.
Family show.
That's not appropriate.
Fox News said it was a stroke of genius, and I agree with them.
Genius. That's what they called it. Fox News. Sean Hannity.
You called
him. Sean Hannity. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You called him.
A stroke of genius, regardless of whichever way your prerogative for the politics or your actual candidate is.
I called Sean Hannity last night after the debate, and do you know what he said to me?
What?
He said to me, Mr. Trump, I want to f*** you.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's what he said.
A nod to Howard Stern as well.
Yes, he did not say that. He did not say that to me. But Sean Hannity.
He wants to make love to you?
Sean Hannity, no. He wants to f*** me, Rob.
Careful, we can't say that.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Mr. Trump.
Hello, Oscar. Whose
idea was it? Because it was genius to walk right back outside and talk to the press after the actual debate.
I am a rumor.
Oh, look, you've tickled his funny bone. You having a good time, Donald?
Yes, I am. I am a rule breaker.
Yes.
I said, listen, I'm so secure. I'm so secure in my debate performance that I'd like to go to the spin room. That why do we have to go home? Crooked, tired Hillary, she's going to get into her car and go back to a hotel and sleep. I'm going to drive back to Trump Tower, and I'm going to go to sleep in my own bed. And I thought I'd talk to the spin room at Hofstra. So, Sean Hannity.
Who?
Sean Hannity.
What's the name?
Sean Hannity.
Now, he's a talk show host, right?
I believe what he is a patriot, Rob.
I understand.
Mr. Trump, what did you think of Lester Holt's performance?
Yeah, and I want to know, do you feel among your qualities, I know your temperament is very strong, are you a rule follower? Do you do good with time constraints?
I break rules. Rules need to be broken. This country is in terrible. It's disaster. It's a disaster. And if this country is a disaster, we need to break some rules to fix it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some other name at the beginning of your question. I'm not sure who you're referring
Lester Holt.
To. Who?
Lester Holt. The moderator from last night's
from
debate.
From NBC Evening News.
I went back home last night, and I watched the entire debate, and I am not aware of the fact that we even had a moderator last night.
I think a lot of America has the same takeaway, I think.
I was not aware that there was a moderator. I was aware of the fact that Hillary got into a big van, and she drove home, and I actually spent some time talking to the press, because I think that's important.
Did you mean to go to the press room, or was that an accident? Did you get lost?
I was actually going to the men's room.
Yes, and you found
I took
yourself
a left instead of a right, and I was exhausted. And if you'll notice, I drank a lot of water as I was on the stage, and that's it. And you know, that's right. The thing is, it's important to hydrate. I was told to hydrate. Yes, Oscar.
You were just endorsed recently by Big Water, right?
Yes.
Big Water. That's right.
Big H2O.
Poland Spring. I got a phone call from Mr. Poland who said, I am going to endorse you. I said, thank you very much. Could you call Mr. Evian and Mr. Smart?
Smart.
Could you call Mr. Evian and Mr. Smart? I would appreciate that. And you know, really, I'd be willing to take a call from Jennifer Aniston, who's probably not sad anymore because, you know, Brad and Angelina breaking up.
But what happened to the Trump brand of water, which was the best water?
They did not allow me to put the bottles of Trump water up on the dais. I was not able to put it on my program, on my little stand that I had
right there.
But the fact is, I did have a long conversation with one of my very, very good fans who said that you need to hydrate during the debate. You need to drink a tremendous amount
good
of water.
Good for the skin.
Water is great. Water is strong. It's successful. And if you drink water, you look strong. And of course, as the media, the mainstream crooked media, dishonest, rigged media is saying today, drinking water was not a good idea because it did not make me look as smart as I thought
and
it would.
Is that fair, Mr. Trump? Because doctors say you must drink at least 8 glasses of water a day.
And you have that great doctor.
But the fact is, I did not get the advice from my doctor. He's not the one that told me to drink a
You got this advice from a supporter?
Yes, I did.
And who is that?
Sean Hannity.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese omelet and more wham fries.
I'm sorry. We stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
I want breakfast.
Well, you can't have it. We're not serving it.
I'd like some breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast at 11:30.
Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Oh, my God!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Distilled.
Yes.
Distilled. Let me cement that name into your consciousness because it has to do with jeans. That's right. Dungarees, as we used to call them.
Yeah.
I don't believe anyone calls them dungarees anymore, Mike.
Rob Spiewak, you know what the problem is with jeans?
What's that?
Well, the really good pairs typically cost $200 to $300.
True.
And the bargain brands either look terrible, fall apart, or both. Until now, I have been a cheap jeans buyer all my life, mm-hmm. until now, because I have found Distilled. And the fact is, when you buy the cheap stuff, it does fall apart.
It does fall. It doesn't fit right. It just doesn't feel right.
Let me tell you about Distilled. D-S-T-L-D. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at just $65. Distilled refuses to work with department stores or middlemen. There's that middleman.
Yes.
That nasty middleman.
I hate him.
There's no markup and no BS, just great jeans at unbelievable prices. Just go to distilled.com, that's DSTLD.com, to find the perfect pair with the perfect fit. See for yourself why all the A-list celebrities have been spotted in Vogue and GQ in Distilled jeans. They are the best. Even C-listers like Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
You wear them, don't you, Oscar?
They just came in while I was on vacation.
Yes.
I threw them on yesterday, and I said, well, this is perfect.
Cool. Yes.
Perfect. And,
once again, taking the middleman out gives you the incredible look that you would get on jeans that are much more expensive, and you get it because the middleman is thrown out of the equation.
Mike, when clothes fit you right, you look better.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now. Right now.
When?
Now.
Good.
And get $10 off your purchase. That's distilled, DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. 5 easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. And that's distilled. We welcome them
welcome.
As a brand new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. And greetings. This house today, you will know by my hat. It is this. It started at about 6 a.m. today with a sick child who, under normal circumstances, with his cold, we would not send him off to school. Maybe we're being bad parents today, but the fact is that he is a little under the weather, but we have a house full of people today.
You know what your tell is? I mean, sometimes you wear a hat.
Yes.
And that's I sometimes guess maybe Mike skipped his shower this morning, but your hat, the I guess it would be the crown where the B for Boston is pushed in. So it's like your hat is even
Carla
mangled.
Threw my Denton. Hats away.
What?
Carla
what?
Threw my,
oh my
hats
God.
Away.
Why?
As you know, while I've been
what are wire hangers doing in this hat rack?
She threw them away, and while we have, while I have been
confirmed
up my ass in Workman, the fact is that she put them somewhere. I don't know where they are. I mean, we're trying to live here. We're trying to exist here while the place is being torn apart. But we are at the finish line. I have. One more day where people will be coming in and
the supervisor is there today, right?
The supervisor.
Yeah.
There's the supervisor.
Supervisor.
Right there.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much. But anyway, welcome. And it was a late night last night because the fact is that I not only watch debates, but then I am a political junkie. So
yeah.
I stay up late and they go on and on. I don't know why, because I have my interpretation. By the way, we are taping an episode of Political Persuasions today, 1.5 hour to let me get it all out of my system, let me just purge myself.
Will you be opinionated?
No.
No.
I will
fair
offer
and balanced.
No. I will offer no substantive opinions on
good.
This. I won't do it. I have
good.
No intention of doing it. Did you boys? Oscar wins, though.
Oscar does win.
Oscar wins the Comedy Award like 5 minutes into the debate. I get a text from Oscar said, Trump wins.
Yep.
And it was, Carla got mad at me.
Why?
Because I dove into my phone and she got upset with me because she was so engaged in the debate. And, it was probably half, what?
It was time for shtick.
One quarter
yes.
through the debate is when he sent that text out, probably in reality.
I can tell you what
and
time.
Carla gets mad at me because the fact is I started laughing. And this is prior to this, I am railing against I'm going to give it away on I'm going to do it all on Political Persuasions because
yes.
I will tell you how I felt last night and what I thought of last night. And suffice it to say that I was in mid bitch.
Yes.
And so I can understand why Carla gets upset with me because I'm sitting there and I won't tell you what I was bitching about. I'll save that for Political Persuasions.
Right.
But I was in mid bitch. So this is exactly what I'm sure Carla heard last night as I'm watching the debate. I'm like rah, 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 rah.
Almost like a variant on Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah. And then I go. Literally like that, like a real legitimate like out
joyful
loud
laugh, yeah,
because you know, I mean, well, I do the show with him, and he gets it just like you get it.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact is that that's the moment that I had last night.
And you know what? There weren't a lot of moments that could be made fun of during the debate. It was so
it was entertaining.
It was entertaining and frustrating.
This will not be commentary.
I love to write one-liners and do that stuff like during a debate or something. And there wasn't much to grab onto because of the frustration factor. It was just
the thing about the debate last night, and I will not give you my analysis or talk politics or any of that because everybody's doing that today, and I'm going to save it for a separate half hour. But my stress level, my anxiety level all day yesterday was so off the charts.
Oh, wow.
It was ridiculous. I don't know.
When did it start? At what time did it start?
What time did the show end?
Oh, like immediately, as soon as you got the show in the back of your
100%.
Ride, we were just focused on it. Yeah,
we went to pick up my kid at school, and we I'm driving along, and I am a mess. I understand why my bride gets frustrated with me, and at one point,
I can't see it. I don't know, but then I'm distant, so I don't know.
She does. She so totally does. And the thing is, I can't. Carla has a line about me periodically that she says I should be medicated.
Yes.
Because the fact is I really should be because I just allow if you buy into those medical reports that say stress is something that, causes you to end up standing at the top of the stairs and then, taking a tumble down there. You know,
yeah.
Sorry about the ricochet. Almost had the ricochet. That's the one that. There it is.
There was one moment where I was like, "That's Mike could totally do that impression for them from the debate, right?"
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's when Hillary plugged her website, and then Trump leans into the mic and says, "Check mine out too while you're at it."
Yeah, we're doing it too.
We're doing it too. All I heard was Mike doing the impression.
It was really the presidential candidate equivalent of your mom has a website. Yeah. He might as well have said that.
And I was
that.
Slapping my knee. I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear Mike do that.
Yeah.
The only thing I will tell you, and now I know you guys aren't political junkies, and I am. So I was watching it on CNN and MSNBC.
I watched it on Nickelodeon.
Shocker. Hey, Mike was watching MSNBC. By the way, my stress level is such with this election now and this campaign season where I've come home to my friends. I no longer, I'm losing my ability to be impartial.
Okay.
So I go to my team now. I go to my team and I'm watching, I think I was watching it on my team and Rachel Maddow said the president of Hofstra University is stem winding. He is stem winding. That was fun because they
What's stem winding?
Stem winding, when you give like a long speech, really long speech, it's called a stem winder.
Because you've got in the old days, you'd have to wind your watch because your watch actually ran out of time.
He's going on and on. And that was so funny because they had the two people that are running the debate organization.
It looked like the worst comedy team ever. Well, we organized this in 1988.
Here
please
we
don't
are.
Clap.
Well, thank the rich people that paid for all the stuff. And now here's the former press secretary for Bill Clinton. And I'm looking at that. I was like, well, that's not really fair. And he gets up there and he's like, this is impartial bipartisan. And he gives his speech. Now we'd like to bring out the president. I think it was the president of Hofstra University. And they bring him out and he's got a music stand with him.
He brought his own props.
He brought his own like music stand to read his text. I don't know what's going on. And they pulled off of him.
The greatest thing in the open, I think, is when they said, you know, a lot of people wonder what we do when there isn't a presidential election. And I said to no one, I was sitting alone in a room because the family left. I said, no one wonders that. No one's ever even thought that. And he
says,
nobody cares. We advise other countries that are also having debates. And I just went, good for you.
And so
that's a business.
This is the equivalent of the long running Emmys or Academy Awards, letting the accountants that count the ballots have like 20 minutes at the beginning. And they mentioned the fact that they ran, I think the debate started at 9:03 when it was supposed to. I mean, this is 100 million people.
Wait, and it's not.
Oh, by the way, it's not 100 million people, not even close.
Because on network television, I was watching Dancing with Wolves. Dances with the Stars.
Dancing with Lester Holt.
And then they cut away, went straight to the debate on the news channels that they show.
Somebody, by the way, speaking of that show, and it's political, so Rick Perry is on that show.
Oh, yeah, he lost last night. Spoiler alert.
The thing is, though, they sent me, did anybody get the screenshot of Rick Perry with his mouth on the ear of his dance partner?
Yeah. No.
He steamed up.
First of all, we got the funniest listeners in the world. And I put, when I put my little thread, is anything on TV tonight? Somebody put that screenshot up where his mouth is.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I got to go to it.
I think they were dancing the Lambada. The Forbidden Dance.
Oh, it is. Are they really doing the
Dance of Love?
He had a mariachi costume on.
But you were saying you were watching Dancing with the Stars.
So I'm watching Dancing with the Stars, not even with my girl, but by myself.
Oh, and that's really sad.
But no ice. He survived, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm shocked he survived the 90s.
And decent dancer. For a guy that hasn't really danced
he's
in forever.
He's an entertainer. He's up against the governor of Texas. Who's going to win?
Yeah, it is tough. So I'm watching, and then I'm like, when's that the debate? So I look at the guy, and I'm like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. They cut right away from the end of that program to the debate, which leads me to the Hofstra University president. Was that on the news channels that they showed that?
The news channels that did the pregame. Okay. Yeah,
they cut away from him, but I watch, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking in the background and I'm saying, oh my God, he's still talking. Yeah, they're talking about 100 million people, and he's up there going, and then I remember in 1954, I don't know what he was saying.
The thing that troubled me is when, you know, they did their little bad comedy act, and then they brought out Lester Holt, and he kind of reviewed everything, and he said, and now there's going to be, oh, no.
Oh, that is sexy. He was holding her tight when they were getting their scores.
Yeah.
That cracked me up. Wait, look at his, you can't see it, but. Look,
we
Rick
can see
Perry
it.
Is
yeah,
the,
we can
look,
see
look,
it, man. Look where he's like breathing on her lobe.
Mouth is on her.
She can hear the
She's
breath.
So uncomfortable.
People are Mark. That was a Stalkup.
That's my nephew Mark. Yeah, our
Mark
cousin Mark.
Stalkup,
I should say,
wins the award for making me
cousin
absolutely
Mark.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since you bring him up, congratulations to Mark, who just got engaged over the weekend.
Oh, congrats,
oh,
man!
That's wonderful.
Pretty up,
Mark. I hate to pick favorites, but he's my favorite.
Mark, if you play the Oscar game, you won't need to get married for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you just bought yourself another 5.
Play the long ball.
By the way, how many months did Bermuda buy you? Do you think? How many months do you think that actually
Mike,
bought you?
She brought it up once because we walked past a wedding. I said, "Forget about it," and then we kept walking.
It's good.
Now let me ask this. You get it from two sides. Does the family now? I bet Jose and
his
bride,
he's much smarter
up,
than
they?
That. No, they had a probably a $200,000 wedding. Who knows? They know mine's gonna be 10.
What Jose said was, you know, it's gonna be tough to get tickets out of here because of the hurricane. If you want to leave her behind for a couple days.
Well, when you have to take your little brother on vacation and pay for it, you don't bring up another expense.
True.
So true. It was a fun evening in the old town, and it's great to be with you. And speaking of the debate, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm going to tell you all about pugs.
Yay!
Because of the nonstop activity in my domicile today, the dogs are with me, and they're in this studio as... Oh, yes, they are.
Nice.
They are in here
so
with me.
So disrespected.
And, I'll have a loving tribute to my pug, Beluga, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Because what do you do the day after a debate? You talk about a dog.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Katie.
And we are the two principals on Cake and Cookies, but sometimes there's a third. Always in the background, it's Katie's husband. Let's see if he's around.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah?
Did you get some Powerball tickets?
Yes, I won, babe. Remember, you can't win if you don't play, and you can't laugh if you don't listen. It's Cake and Cookies on the Mike O'Mara Show app and on iTunes.
He called me Beebs.
He's Cake. She's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
What did he say? What did he say
said,
in the background?
Can't win if you don't play, Beebs.
He doesn't need to do that, though, right?
No. As a matter of fact,
he
the lottery...
He doesn't really need to play the lottery. Didn't he hit the lottery?
No, he didn't hit the lottery. She hit the lottery.
Yeah.
She hit the lottery, but technically he hit the lottery with his
parents. The lottery needs the Von Hermans much more than the Von Hermans need the lottery.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, cue the music, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Hey. Hi there. Let me ask you something. Do you want to get away?
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah, really. You want to get away for the holidays? You want an incredible deal for the holidays to really go to an island where I have been, to a resort where I have been, where I can validate the fact that it is one of the most beautiful places in the world? I have found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing prize. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. Now, I call it Antigua. Some people say Antigua, but it is a beautiful island in the Caribbean. Right now, for just $99 per person per night, you can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. This resort is amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
You know, in this day and age, I really believe this, that people that are not having money pouring out of their pockets hear two things when they talk about getting away, and that is all-inclusive.
Yeah.
That is so very important, and I'm talking about all-inclusive, even the booze, resort activities, all taxes, service charges as well. It's all-inclusive for less than $99 per person. $99 per person. It's less than $100 per person. So are you ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R? Don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711. Remember that number. It's 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday, and it is a beautiful spot.
It is beautiful.
You know what? My mom and dad, God rest their souls, they both went to Antigua, and they told me about it, and I went there.
That's
and
great.
I went to the Pineapple Beach Club. For less than $100 per night per person, age 16 and up, you can enjoy all this and more. PineappleBeachClub.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See the website for complete details. What a steal that is,
nice.
Everybody.
Do it.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. I am grabbing the article right now. Because
so are both dogs in your studio space right now?
I think so. I'm not looking at them, but I believe they are in back of me because they have been sequestered because we have people coming in and out of the house today. And
right.
So they're here with me. And when I'm in the
room. The idea of putting them in the laundry room and shutting the door, that's in the back rearview mirror. You don't do that anymore?
For this particular day, they're here. This is just the drill.
Okay, well, they love you.
So, Mike, you know, so... you can make the rules sometimes. It's okay.
You know what? You know, God, are you right, Oscar? I swear to God. I should truly, you know, between you on the show and my wife at home, it's like... Sometimes I wonder, you know, I say to myself, whose name is on the show? And then I say to myself, to my wife, I said, who bought the house?
Whose name is on the lease?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who pays the bills?
That's right. Who makes that mortgage happen?
Who's on his deathbed?
Thank you.
Who's got a brand new hip?
Thank you. Working great.
Yep.
Anyway, the title of this article from The Guardian is Pugs Are Anatomical Disasters. Vets must speak out even if it's bad for business. Look at Pony
I'm
right
so
to the
in
applause.
On this. There's no way that those stupid things could survive natural selection without us helping them.
Yeah, but you know, the same thing has been said about you, Matt.
Well,
Rob, I don't know what type of music one would use as background music for this story, but this is a
for some reason I'm hearing a certain music bed in my head. Give me a second,
and I need a pronouncer for B R A C H Y C E P H L. I'm sorry, let me do it again.
Yeah,
B R A C H Y C E P H A L I C. Brachycephalic.
Cephalic
is exactly right. Cephalic is the anytime you hear cephalic, I think you're going to be in trouble, Mr. Cephalic. Mr. Cephalic, we'd like those reports to be delivered at about 5 a.m. Thank you. Anyway, but I think it's brachycephalic.
Okay.
Or
brachycephalic.
Brachycephalic.
Yes.
Brachycephalic.
Mike, I think for some reason I heard this in my head.
Why did you hear that in your head? What? Justify? No, that doesn't work. A Western does not. That's like the first thing your finger went to.
No, for some reason, when I'm thinking of the Magnificent Dog, I'm thinking of the Magnificent Seven, trying to survive in the wild. Yes, exactly.
No,
yeah.
That's something you had ready to go. I need
that's
something a lie. More.
I had that.
I need something sad.
Yeah, something sad.
I need something sad.
Like Deputy Dog.
No, that's too sad, I think. Let's see. Hold on.
But this is. That's the headline. Pugs are anatomical disasters.
Mike, have you ever thought of taking a small decorative pillow and putting
him out of his misery?
No, just laying it next to him, see if he wants to. He wants to do it for himself.
No, he couldn't. He's not smart. And he's blind.
Little rope. So
that's yeah.
Leave him in the room with a little wooden stake.
Here we go.
Tiny hammer.
Here he is. I still remember when I was introduced to the concept of... is it brachycephalic?
Brachycephalic.
I still remember when I was introduced to the concept of brachycephalic dog, squash nose dogs, as a veterinary student. We were having our first anatomy lectures on the skull, and the lecturer put up various slides. Yes, slides. That's how long ago it was. Of a collie, a Jack Russell, a beagle, and then suddenly an extraordinary image of a skull with a crushed nose and distended forehead.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with this patient? Our lecturer asked. Has it been hit by a car? The students responded. They were confused. Has it been kicked? Is there a birth defect? None of these was right because the lecturer
had, it been kicked?
had been waiting to give his punchline. You're wrong. You're wrong, boys. It's just a pug.
Oh, no.
There you have it. Brachycephalic dogs, or brachycephalic dogs, which include pugs, bulldogs, French bulldogs, and shih tzus, are an anatomical disaster. Every structure that should make up the nose has been squashed flat. The only time these dogs are not in some degree of respiratory distress
wow.
is when you have them intubated under anesthetic. I have seen it myself. A bulldog comes in panting away with blue-tinged gums. I anesthetize it.
Oh, like from lack of oxygen?
Yes. I put the tube in, and as if by magic, it pinks up and breathes normally. Presumably, its body is overjoyed to actually be receiving enough oxygen for once. They're talking about the fact that
design
the breed,
flaw, yeah.
That the breed itself is, and you hear him, he goes, I take the dog for a walk every day now, I'm back to doing that, and you hear the, because he's in distress.
Now, I think this must be related because, and we have discussed this on this show before, squish-nosed dogs also are notorious for having bad gas and flatulence.
Well,
so it must be related to the fact that they're not getting enough air in, that the air that goes out has got to be affected.
Let me tell you about a heroic organization.
Bad piping.
An heroic organization, the British Veterinary Association, the BVA.
Yes.
Their recommendation is to think twice before buying one of these dogs.
Yes.
Because this made headlines quite suddenly. People are talking about the issue now. But if you asked any practicing vet in the past few years what they thought of these dogs, they would have been as critical of these breeds as the author is, that they're bred to be, I guess, what, bed warmers or, you
well,
know,
that
for
was
the
their
royal
initial,
family?
Their initial thing. Does the article talk about them being overbred like the Black Lab here in America?
He doesn't go into the breeding details about
okay.
it. He's just talking about the genetic makeup of these dogs, the structure of their head. And he says, I stood up and told the truth about these breeds. He's talking about the owners of pugs.
Yeah.
He said if he stood up and talked about it, he would immediately alienate them, and they would, you know, they would pick up sticks and move to neighboring practices for other veterinarians. So,
but you wouldn't. You're a pug owner. You would be on his side.
Well, no, it's not like we're going to throw the dog in the trash he said the breed is bad.
But you're just giving a public service, Mike.
Yeah. What? But if you are so inclined, to be
you're
a pug owner,
if you're looking, look carefully.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're a pug owner and you say, you know, you're one of these ladies that smells like root beer that wants to collect these dogs. The fact is that
poor Carla.
She didn't collect them. We have one.
That's right.
You know, we went to, by the way, last year, I think it was last year or the year before, we went down to one of the shopping malls down here in, you know, dumb old Florida.
Yeah.
And went to one of those pug meetups that they have. That was just you guys nodding. Thank you for being polite.
How in the wide world of sports did you get talked into that?
Because Saturday, much like where you live, is Saturday where I live.
Okay.
It's suburbia, and there's not
Saturday dick, is pug day.
There's not dick to do. There's not dick to do. So when you sit there and you see on the billboard outside of the shopping mall, pug meetup, and then Carla, like early in the morning over breakfast, said, aren't they having a pug meetup at this place? And I ended up rolling into the
Don't you
pug
think that
meetup.
Sounds like a good idea, dear?
Yeah. Can you do your wife again? That is a new Carla.
Aren't they having a pug meetup there? Aren't they having that?
So we rolled into the pug meetup. And you know what? I have to take another break. I'll tell you about the pug meetup, and I will tell you about... I've told you about the fact that the dog's heads are smashed.
Yes.
Due to breeding. How do they do it, though? I don't know. We'll talk
Mad
more
throw,
about it.
You throw away the ones that have pointy noses and breed the ones that come out right.
So we'll continue this discussion on Debate 2016 when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I like to think of the More Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would've gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Nikki Diamond. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars. Everything is smart. Our houses are smart. Our cars are smart. Our homes are smart. But you're still stupid. I hate to tell you that, but you are. You know that. I am.
Thank you for breaking the news to us.
You know you're dumb. And, you know, really, why are you stupid? Because you know what I'm talking about when I say you're going to lose something. At some point during the week, it always happens. Now, losing things can be a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, your pug dog with its smashed face, anything. Oscar's holding it up right now. All you have to do is pair your tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and your phone rings even when it's on silent. So it goes both ways. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So, we're talking about pugs, right?
Yeah.
And this is probably all breeds of dogs. This is the way this rolls. But we went to the pug meetup at the Florida hip replacement.
Did any non-pugs tried to sneak in? Any party crashers?
When I arrived, two things struck me. The lack of pugs. Because really, to be honest, the idea of going to this little event and seeing these rats running all around, that actually amused me, and that's something I was actually looking forward to. That was the truth. I actually went with our son and my wife thinking, hey, there'll be pug dogs all over the place, and I think they're cute little bastards. So, I mean, I was into rolling into this. Well, it wasn't that. What it was a depository for the weird. It was a location so that people, including a woman who looked like Jackie Stallone met Britney Spears and probably halved her age, so she would be in her 50s.
Okay.
Where the straight, long blonde hair that may or may not have been a wig.
Right.
And lips that resembled Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right.
And I literally could not stop staring at this woman. She was that horrific.
How many, trying to decode it, right?
Yeah.
How many pugs did she have?
None.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was just there for the fun.
She was there for the fun with her two daughters that obviously were in some modeling competition.
Ooh.
Or
no.
They were her granddaughters. I don't know, but I could not. And Carla said, why are you staring? I said, because I find human beings fascinating.
By the way,
and Oscar, you'll like this.
Yes.
Okay. She had the face of Jackie Stallone meets Britney Spears, and then she's like in her 60s.
Yeah.
But she had the body. I am not exaggerating here.
Nice.
She had the body of a 25-year-old fitness model.
Keeping it tight.
She was that fit.
Okay.
Were her granddaughters fit as well?
Her nieces?
You incredible pervert. Let me just tell you this.
Well, though, they could be in their 20s.
They were. I now have an age range where, and unfortunately at my advanced age, mm-hmm. it applies to college campuses, where even college co-eds are out of my sphere. So these
both
were...
Both male and female.
Well, the boys.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
if they're athletes.
Yeah, I know. Nice upper body.
They play hockey.
Yeah,
sure. Anything goes.
Oh my God. That's
true.
Players.
Let me tell you how things used to be, son.
Man, if I was so inclined, you know. Man, I'm almost bummed that day that we went to Club Wet in D.C. and
yes.
I discovered that I truly genetically was not pre-programmed to be gay.
Yeah, we all tried, but it didn't work.
I would have loved it. When I see a great, good-looking hockey player, I sometimes wish.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Night is young.
I'm looking at these kids, and they're attractive. They're all painted up.
Sure.
But the mother or the grandmother was
Was the face the result of surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, work.
That's all we need. Okay.
Oh, then, by the way, down here, you will see some of the most astonishing plastic surgery you will ever see. And I never speak to them, but I would imagine if you were to walk up and say, excuse me, do you have the time? I would imagine that they would say something along the lines of...
Do you think her incredible body, how was she dressed?
She was dressed in like jeans and a top, like a hot girl would.
So, in theory, the body.
What was that?
Ponies all in.
What that was, and incidentally, if you don't speak pony and you have to interpret what the comments are, this is exactly what you all just heard. This is what I hear.
That was, oh.
What does that mean?
That means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, like, yeah, that's what you're into?
No,
or,
that means.
Oh, that's not what you're into. What does Glenda do for you?
Yeah, what is your cutoff age, Pony, right now?
You know, I don't know what the cutoff age is, but nothing grosses me out more than the chick that's definitely like 50 or 60 wearing the, like,
how dare you be
clothes.
An ageist?
Yeah.
You could actually, if you can fit in those clothes, you can do what you
it's
want.
It's weird.
And Pony, I'm not sure you're in a situation where you want to close any doors.
Yeah, I didn't say I'm closing any doors.
Well, you said that it disgusts you.
If you ran across right now, how old are you, Pony?
I'm 33.
If you ran across a strong 45. A strong 45. Would you balk at that, or would you, you know? Would you tap into that?
You know, I think I might tap into that.
Really?
You like
would you figure? Would you turn on your pony charm?
Absolutely.
And pursue her?
Absolutely.
How about 50?
Yeah, 50 would be strong. Would be great for the show.
50
would be great
much.
For the show.
But it's only 5 years difference between 45 and 50. That's almost nothing.
Well, that's true.
And you know what? At that age, that's only 10%.
She's just years away from retiring.
So you see, you know what? Mike told me for years.
Yeah, I can testify to that.
Mike has said for years, age is nothing but a number.
Yeah,
now, if 45 is bonable,
I'll be sitting there going, how are the spots this
week? Now, if 50...
How are the spots this week? He said, Mike, I'm not driving down from New York, but I'm still on the show.
If 50 is not bonable and 45 is, what about 48?
You know what? Ooh. If Carla could do it, so can I.
Oh, wow.
Oh, looking for an older spouse.
But
yes.
It's difficult to go, well, no, it's not. I don't want to be sexist
don't be
and
sexist.
Ageist. But, you know, I mean, I think
20
it's
years,
more...
pony, you go 53, that's your upper
exactly.
limit?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. I think we can set it
there.
If
the dollars are right.
That's right.
So now,
Helen Mirren.
Higher than that.
Here's a debate reference. Did anybody see Sheldon Adelson at the debate yesterday? I'm a political junkie. I watched the pregame, too. And they're all coming up, and they are totally getting into Sheldon Adelson. And hi, darling. Mrs. O'Mara.
Ask her what her cutoff is.
Come right over here, honey.
No, don't.
How old was she when she met Mike? 19?
I think she was
22. Right? Carla 19? Was 22 when... there she is.
Hi, Carla.
Can we ask
People
Carla a question
right
if you don't mind?
When you stand like
That's
that.
A good look.
Right at your
good
rack.
Look.
Can you lean down, please? Hi. How are you?
Carla. Carla, how's life treating you down there?
I'm tired this morning.
You don't look it. You
no,
don't
you
look
lovely.
It whatsoever.
100% lovely.
We have a quick question. When you first found out Mike was roughly 20 years your elder, did you have any pause or any questions about that age difference?
Yeah.
No, not at all, because when we met, he was in his mid-40s. So at that
I was
point,
in my early 40s.
You were...
No, I was 40. Yeah, mid-40s.
Age is just a number, Mike.
Am I doing my math correct? You were 44?
Yeah, I was 44.
Yes.
And I was 23.
Oh, nice.
So did you have any... did you think
you-
about it?
Did I think about what?
My age. Did you think about
No,
age?
Actually, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
No, not at all.
Do you think about it now?
Yes, I do, a lot.
As a matter
Especially
of fact-
with the way he behaved last night.
Nowadays, do you think of anything other than his age?
Do you think of anything other than my age? Are you obsessed
like
with
Like killing you? Yeah. I don't know what.
The weird part
Poisoning
are the tally marks on the wall that she's drawing. That's what I don't understand.
That's for my height.
Okay.
That's for my height as I continue to shrink.
Hey, I do have a question for Mike, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you brushed your teeth this morning?
Oh. Yes, I have.
Okay,
yes,
you smell like alcohol.
Oh, do I really?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right,
Mike, we have talked you? About that.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Carla.
Thank you.
Hi, Carla.
Thank
Mike, you...
Smell
oh, really?
Like alcohol?
The people aren't here yet? Really? All right.
My people. Sorry.
Are you leaving? Do you want to leave? Is that why? Well, no. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's cool. Between 9:30 and 10,
Isn't
they're
Mike
not here.
Isn't
so.
Mike supposed to be drinking during his recovery?
Or doing business during the show?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, right. we're doing a show here.
I'm sorry. I was talking to my wife.
Hey, but it's fun. It's fun when she stops by on hat day.
How can I smell of alcohol when I had two glasses of wine
I am
night?
Just... Hitting.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
She's
you.
Doing
Thank
a bit. She's doing a bit.
Thank you. Thank you, darling.
That joke tested well in the among the cabinet people, and she thought she'd bring it to the air.
Let me play it right there. There you go. That's exciting. But no, so someone was supposed to come to the house, and they're not here. So that's welcome to my world.
Casual Florida, Mike.
Won't you come on in? Anyway, where were we?
We were talking about how old a woman pony would have sex
yes.
with.
Yes.
So Pony, would 50 be acceptable in any?
There are some women in that are in their 40s, 50s.
Come down here, Oscar. Come down here.
Oh, Mike.
Go down to Naples, 20 minutes south of here, and let me spend a Saturday night with you. I will show you the plastic surgery capital of the world next to Beverly Hills.
Well, I don't,
it's incredible.
But even a natural 50-year-old.
A natural 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could. I think I could.
We got to put you on. Is it Cougar?
Cougar Life or
Cougar
whatever?
Life.
Boy, he came up with
thing.
It.
No, actually,
quick.
Wait. No, I found a website. I'm actually looking at it right now.
I get
now.
You on that stat.
Yeah. Let me see this website. Okay, it just came up.
What's it called?
Motherinlaw.com.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You get the joke?
Yeah.
Do you get the joke?
Could you imagine?
Joke.
Could you imagine, Mike, that you are just a few... right swipes away from Pony being your father-in-law?
Oh, that'd
Hello,
be
Dad.
Amazing.
Oh,
Hello,
wow.
Dad. That's
son.
No, So let me wrap this up with the pug discussion that started. This is what the vet says. If I stood up and told the truth about the breeds, I would be alienating the people that own them. You would be hard pushed to find a general practitioner who likes the concept of a brachycephalic dog, but you would be equally hard pushed to find one being openly critical of them because this would put their livelihood on the line. They're talking
bad
about
for business.
Fact. Yeah, exactly. So I am delighted that the BVA, that's the British Veterinary Association, has come out with its headline grabbing advice. At last, we can talk about the subject a bit more openly, although not openly enough for me to put my name in this column. So this is guy so afraid that he has not put his name on the article.
Published anonymously.
My colleagues often debate the ethics of being in a profession that, despite its better judgment, helps to perpetuate these anatomical abominations. Maybe it's time for us to take a stand. He is talking to veterinarians, saying the breeding of these dogs is cruel and unusual punishment, that is truly what
to
is
the
happening.
Dog. It's to unfair to breed them, yeah.
That's right. That's what...
how dare they?
Yes. And let me see if I can get him to come over
what
here.
What do you know about a Labradoodle?
A Labradoodle is a wonderful temperament dog, smart dog, and also hyperallergenic.
Yeah, we're seriously looking at them.
Yeah. Well, look at them seriously without a trace of joy.
Are they big?
They are too big for your house.
Yeah.
But then again, so is a hamster.
That's true.
I mean, you think about it's about the size of a
lab.
Yeah, a lab.
Oh my God. Whoa, he's like ghost face.
Yeah, what happened?
Mike.
Space killer.
Somebody take that dog to a vet.
Portrait of Dorian Pug.
What is going on?
Wow. He's an old man. He's
Florida
got a great
has
beard, like
aged
his...
you. Beluga.
Looks like he just got in a fight with powdered donuts.
Mike, you got to get some Just for Men for him. He does not look healthy.
No, a Sharpie would do fine. Just color him in.
Do you know how rarely I do this?
Have do what?
Actually in my...
well, he looks delighted to be there.
Yeah. Do you know how fat he is and how hard this
how
is
much does he
know?
Weigh?
175 pounds.
Seems high for a pug.
For those of you at home, if you ever smoked or had a friend that smoked, think about the front of a cigarette. That's what Beluga's face looks like.
Yeah, Beluga looks like a lit cigar.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just all ash.
Yeah.
And when some light up, from those beady
by,
little
by
eyes.
By the way, when you pick up a pug, I have to tell you this. When you pick up a pug, and I just tried to do it then.
Watch your back.
Don't pick up things from a seated position when you're in my delicate condition right now. When you pick up a pug, my problem with picking up Beluga, this is the truth. This is what just happened, is his ass will tip over his head. So so when you pick them up, you don't go ass first. You will actually have the front of the dog tip over, and that's what happened when I was trying
that's
to
that's another
pick
them up. Structural flaw in the dog.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, but you know, it's not like owners of pugs are going to immediately say, that's it, but you heard it. I mean,
well,
this
you gotta,
is the
what we got to do
story.
Is we've got to phase them out. It's not something you can just... You can't just flip the switch
no
and kill
pug
them all.
For
by
you.
The way, here's the real Rob right now. This is he.
Let's phase out the pug.
That's what Rob has said many times in his private life.
As an enthusiast, I know a good playbook.
Now, you know, my dog Linus also has a structural flaw because he is a mixture of many
but
breeds.
Look, let's talk seriously. I'm not talking about eradicating an entire species. Like, is it a species of dog?
It would be a breed of dog.
A breed of dog. Like, a breed of dog.
A breed of dog.
So what do people actually do, right? There's got to be breeds that are popular at certain times. I remember when 101 Dalmatians came out, everybody got a Dalmatian,
sure.
and they all destroyed their houses, right?
Yeah, World War II started, no one wanted a German Shepherd. They ebb, they flow.
Yeah, but what is there a breed that people just don't get anymore?
You know, the
that's a serious question.
The pit bull fell out of favor for a while,
but it's
bouncing back. It's
let me do this. Let me for anybody that is thinking, and by the way, I do not endorse the vet saying this, and I'd have to research it more to actually make my own conclusions. We have had a pug for 12 years.
And
Carla
you've
and I
regretted
have owned
it for
this
12
dog.
Years.
No, 11 and a half.
We have had this dog for 12 years. This dog has been with us longer than our marriage,
yes.
And 1 year short of our time together. Carl and I have been together for about 13 years. So this dog has been with us for the entire run. And I am on a website now that will tell you the do's, or not the do's, but the pros and the cons about having a pug. All right. If you want a dog who is small yet sturdy and blocky, This dog.
Oh, I'm sturdy.
If you want a dog that has a short face with large expressive eyes that go in different directions, this dog is for you.
The eyes, Mike, you have to admit on Beluga, the eyes were a much bigger draw, say, 11 years ago before they turned the color of skim milk.
Did you see that through the camera?
Yeah, yeah. I bet you could get that dog a marijuana prescription.
See, now I'm feeling sorry for him. You're making me feel sorry.
No, look at that face. It's begging to go.
It is.
You're going to feel horrible when I come in here, Mike, and try
I
to
will mourn the
do
loss
the morning
of
show.
Beluga.
You know? I will too. Especially when Mike comes home and says, look, it's a brand new bed and it has a lid on it. Hop in.
I saw this movie on the plane called Me Before You. It's about euthanasia. That's all he wants.
Excuse me. We have to wrap this up. If you want a dog with a soft coat that's easy to groom, if you want a dog that's usually polite with everyone, including other pets, if you want a dog that doesn't need much exercise.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a dog that seldom gets into real mischief, adults spend much of the day sleeping, which is true.
Are you describing pugs or dog statues?
That's a pug. And if you don't want to deal with snorting, snuffling, wheezing, snoring, and some slobbering, a pug is
brachiophilic.
Gassiness. Pugs are known for their I know that for sure. Slowness to housebreak. That really not true with Beluga.
Oh, good.
Constant shedding every day, absolutely.
And
there is black
thick, coarse hair, right?
Thick, coarse hairs everywhere, and quite a few potential health problems. He's had a pretty good run for a pug.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one or two
infections.
Sounds like it with the blindness and everything.
I love you, Beluga. Everything's going to be just fine.
It's not.
This man is lying. Let's take a break. We will come back and
that poor guy. He
continue
looks so old.
Our extensive debate coverage, debate 2016, on the Mike O'Mara show. We will be right back with news you may not need, everybody, including about half of our newscast devoted to the debate. Not. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am extraordinarily pleased this week to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by FanDuel.
Ah.
FanDuel. Rob Spiewak, would you? I know you occasionally research the standings in the Mike O'Mara Show League. I should point out that not only did I enter the show competition this week, but I also... I also put my name into what is referred to as the Sunday Million competition.
How did you do in the Sunday Million competition?
I won, my friend.
$1 million.
I did not win $1 million, but all I know is that I won $75.
Oh, hey! Nice
in
work.
My Sunday Million, and I'm curious because I have not even reviewed how I did in our league.
I got to get
in
right away.
I did not check the spillover league. In the main league, the only two results that I can give you is our winner, who was NFL. Woo!
You didn't see. I was eighth when I checked. I was eighth, and you didn't check it?
I'm going to give it to you right now, Mike.
You'll be pleased to know, Mike, I came in 107th out of the money. I know that'll bring you great joy.
You know your position, right?
Yes, I do.
You know your position, but no one else in the family, right?
Well, I didn't play because I was in the Bermuda.
Right. I'm trying to get my history right now and find out what I did.
I tried to, in my defense, both locked out.
Yeah. Oh, there were 100 slots in our league as of this morning. So if you want to get in now. It's FanDuel.com/TMOS. Now would be the time to join up if you want to play this week.
I'm getting in.
Let me look. I'm looking at it right now. All right. Hold on just a second. Let me see where I am. Oh, it's the... Wait a minute. I'm looking. I'm looking right now. I was 76th.
Not bad.
Hey, that's good.
I didn't win any money in our league. I didn't win any money at all in our league. So It doesn't matter. So all of my money I won in the Sunday Million on FanDuel. We're talking about FanDuel, by the way. And let me give the proper commercial here. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 Beginner Contest valued at up to $50. You get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's F-A-N-D-U-E. L.com. Promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. And I'm looking at our big winner, which he had 156 points. Does that sound right to you guys?
Yeah.
That sound,
that's about right. That's
league?
A good winning score.
There we go. But I was way down on that.
How much did the winner take home?
$200 in the TMOS.
Yeah. Second place, $130. Let me see. Yeah, so I guess I didn't get it, but I must have done well in the Sunday Million. I had 100. No, that's Eli Manning. That's not right. That's not right. Damn it. I got to find. You know what? Now it's a quest. We might not even be doing the news right now.
Do not give up on this quest.
No, no.
I'm filling out my lineup now.
Going back.
This is great.
If you want to be a part of our FanDuel League, once again, that's FanDuel.com.
I won $30 in our Fan.
$30.
30 balls.
Rob, God damn it. This is your job. You're supposed to do this. This is what you're supposed to do.
Mike, I went through our league.
I was 10th, Rob.
Yeah, you won $100 total,
Rob.
This weekend.
I won $30 in our league. That's what I got. I got $30. I was number 10. I was in the top 10.
Who was your go-to player?
Andrew Luck was my quarterback. My running back was David Johnson. Who got me the most points here? David Johnson, running back for the Arizona Cardinals.
Nice pull.
That got me my the majority of my stuff. Jarvis Landry of your Miami Dolphins also did well for me. But overall, just a kind of a widespread bunch of players there. And I did it by just going to a website. I did it on my – I actually stopped winging it, and I went to a website, and I said, let's optimize my lineup, and that's it.
239 out of 250 slots full. Put in your lineup,
Mike. Got to get in now.
Put
get
in your lineup.
Man. Are you kidding? Do I have to do
that? I'm not
right
kidding.
Now?
Yeah, you do it now while we go to.
All right, thank you.
The
thank
news.
Thank you very much.
News.
Okay, this is a list that I'm sharing with you that I don't necessarily agree with, but I will give it to you. The 10 greatest cereals of all time. We don't have time to discuss. Maybe I can put it aside and we can discuss it on a future show.
Okay.
But I will tell you, number 10 is Wheat Chex.
What?
That's
horrible.
This doesn't make any sense
at
all. Number 9, Puffa Puffa Rice. Are you kidding me?
That's like a throwback
What's
cereal.
What's the title of the list again?
The 10 greatest cereals of all time. Puffa Puffa Rice was one of the cereals that was put on the list. Sort of like Rice Krispies. Covered in honey and brown sugar. Also, discontinued in the 1970s.
Yeah.
Then at number 8, Rice Crinkles. I've never even heard of
Rice Crinkles.
They were like sugary Rice Krispies, but they were discontinued in the 70s also. This person likes rice cereal.
You know what this is? These are cereal people that have an agenda.
Number 7 is Concentrate. Have you ever heard of that in your life?
Let me think about it really hard. No.
This is like MrBreakfast.com. It is the United States. Concentrate was made of little nuggets marketed as being concentrated nutrients.
Are these discontinued cereals?
Discontinued in the late 1970s. Now we get into the top 6. Wheaties.
Right. Wheaties is okay.
Strong staple, though.
Yeah.
Number 5, I do agree with, to be in the top 5, Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, great cereal.
Calm down. Number 4.
The kids
Honey
love it.
Cheerios.
You pony, now in flakes and crisps.
I so wish that does not have to be edited out of the show. Anyway.
Hey, you know what, pony? Four. Maybe you can have cereal when you date your 80-year-old girlfriend.
It's good for her gums.
Yeah. Make sure they get soft. Let it soak in the milk. Jerk.
Number four, Honey Nut Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, and Quisp, was what? Number one.
Quisp is another one that almost doesn't even exist anymore.
Discontinued in the late 70s. This person is nostalgic, but brought back in 2012. Quisp.
No.
It doesn't even describe it. What is Quisp? I don't even know what it is.
I think it was a rice cereal, I think, but I mean, it was so long ago, I don't even remember it. I'm a food
guy. How many more stories do we have time for here?
You can do a couple.
Okay. Zach Galifianakis took some playful shots at Hillary Clinton during her silly Between Two Ferns video, which I thought was hysterical.
Yes.
But he won't be doing the same with Donald Trump. In an interview with the LA Times, Zach said, quote, "Nope. That doesn't interest me. He's the kind of guy who likes attention, bad attention or good attention. So you're dealing with a psychosis there that's a little weird." By the way, trailers for Zach Galifianakis movies, one that just is the entire cast of Saturday Night Live, and I don't even remember what it was for.
Is it called Keeping Up with the Joneses or The Joneses?
That's the good one.
Okay.
Keeping Up with the Joneses is...
That has John Hamm in it.
That is John Hamm and the lady from Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Who is hysterical. You never know with a trailer, but I'm telling you that I will be in the theater looking at this movie because I do believe it's got comedy potential where they, John Hamm and his wife play spies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it looks to me, it's predictable, it all that stuff, but it looks very, very
comedy funny. And action together looks good.
Anyway, Zach said he's not going to do the Trump on Between Two Ferns, and he's from Hollywood, so shocker. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie should have no problem splitting up their assets. TMZ says they have an ironclad prenup that spells out exactly how they're dividing their combined fortune, which is in the neighborhood of $400 million, ooh, Mr. Powers.
Wow.
This is very sad. I don't know if you got a chance to see this video, but Dee Gordon hit a home run last night for the Miami Marlins and broke down as he was crossing home plate. It is one of the single most moving moments I've seen in sports. He's their leadoff guy. He normally bats left-handed. He initially walked up to the plate right-handed and took a pitch in honor of Jose Fernandez, the tragic loss of Jose over the weekend, crashing a boat with friends on a jetty outside of South Beach in Miami. He was paying tribute to him, and then he switched back to the left side of the plate, hit a home run. He's not a home run hitter. In fact, it was his first home run of the season.
Wow.
And it was, you have to, at some point today, find this video. I hope we can put it up at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And we'll put it up on our YouTube page as well.
He didn't celebrate. After touching home plate, he started crying. Several teammates and coaches hugged him. It's amazing. It's amazingly touching, and what a tribute he paid to his teammate. I think it was incredible.
Beautiful.
Let's move on. I'm going to skip ahead here. A guy in New Zealand was in line at a convenience store last week to buy a lottery ticket when another person cut in line and bought their lottery ticket first, but the guy wasn't in a hurry, so he didn't complain, and the person was rude, but he didn't care. Then he bought his ticket, and he won
$750,000. Thank you. Big win.
And now a little something-something. A mall security guard in Greenville, South Carolina, was driving through the parking lot last week when he saw a 21-year-old woman named Caitlin Lawrence running around topless. And when he slowed down to talk to her, she opened the back of his door, hopped inside, and tried to choke him out.
Oh, not okay.
He wound up driving straight into a handicapped parking sign. Apparently, that got her to loosen her grip so he could get away. Some of the other mall cops handcuffed her and covered her up. They've been dreaming of that day since they got the gig. She seemed really drunk and smelled like alcohol. And when they asked her why she'd just done what she did, she said it was because she rode horses 5 years ago. Sometimes the brain does not work the normal way, but her name, Caitlin Lawrence, you might know her with her stage name, Cappy Pfeiffer.
Okay.
That is,
hi,
Cap.
How dare you?
I don't think I've ever done that in a news
that's
you may
funny.
Not need. Hi, Cappy. Love you. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rob Spiewak, when you go to the beach, what are your three favorite things to do?
Oh, well, I love to go swimming in the ocean, of course. I love the girls on the beach. They're always in reach. And I always love listening to 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Was that three things or four things?
I think it was three.
Ah, shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, everybody, Amazon, the leaves are changing color. The apple-cheeked youngsters are back in school. And before you know it, zombies will be crawling the countryside looking for human flesh. Probably yours. That's right. Ripping your face off slowly and painfully as you scream in terror. Frightening? Oh, yes, it is. But that's nothing compared to the deals at Amazon. The prices are so good, you'll scream. Amazon.com has everything you need and the best prizes. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon portal, we get a tiny percentage. Now listen, zombies, it doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. So whether it's a crucifix, a length of rope, a sharpened wooden stake, or a sprig of wolf's bane, or perhaps a child's pirate ship plastic bed.
Oh, yeah.
Delivery the first week of October.
Oh, look out.
Nice.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. And may God pray for you on these long autumn nights because otherwise the zombies are going to get you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, September 27, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
You did something there that I wish you would continue to do. Not unlike when the lady would refer to her, she would say possums. You know, you would refer to our listeners as zombies. Listen, zombies.
Hey, zombies.
It would be a cool guy voice.
You know there's a DJ that's doing that.
Hey, zombies.
Zombies. Zombies, I'm going to be down at the local Ace Hardware this Saturday afternoon if you want to come by between 12 and 2. I'll have the zombie cart. I'll be out there, and everybody that stops in gets a free wrench.
Just look for the big
inflatable zombie out in front.
Yeah, by the way, if you know any DJ in the country that uses zombies...
Or has a zombie car.
Yeah. A zombie car, let me know, and if it's not, I'll adopt it.
The zombie cruiser.
Hey, welcome to the DC Improv, zombies. How y'all doing? It's just a couple of days before the election. Great to have you with us. Let me show you some slides. Anyway, go ahead.
Mike, America, in fact, the entire world is craving what? Entertainment, right?
I know I am.
That's why yesterday on YouTube it was trending. This is a song called Pico Taro Pen Pineapple. It got 400 Ooh. Clicks yesterday. 400, I'm
nana,
sorry.
Nana, fo, fana, bana, bana,
you're not
bana.
Far off. It got 4 million views yesterday. It is a song about sticking a pen into a piece of fruit.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Does the video pineapple show pen. Him sticking mm-hmm. a pen in?
Pineapple yes. Pen. Pineapple pen.
Pineapple apple pen.
This K-pop is really taking off.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Meanwhile, Metallica has a new record. It's called Moth Into Flame.
It's pretty.
And I appreciate what Metallica has done for music. Yep. But what does it say for me? I prefer this.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Jerk.
Pineapple pen.
Yep.
I have a pen.
I was responsible. I was responsible for a couple of those 4 million clicks yesterday.
You know what? That will be in my brain for the rest of the day.
Oh, that would only. Mike, I'm sure it wouldn't stick in your brain unless you kept hearing it.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Pineapple pen.
Pineapple pen. Exactly.
I have pineapple.
I would rather hear this coming out of my son's bedroom than the latter, which was Metallica.
Because if it's the latter, you think that he's got like a dead squirrel in there and he's tearing its testicles off.
Mike, I play this because I really do think, I play it in spite of the fact that I think it's going to disgust you, but I got so many requests for it starting at about 9:05 last night. People wanted a montage of
Can you guys hear that, by the way? I can. Hold on.
Of what? Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Just wondering.
We'll drown it out, Mike, with the montage of Donald Trump sniffling last night.
Okay, wait. That's the one thing I will say. What was the deal with that? It was like he was doing lines of coke before the debate started.
And, Mike, it's once you put it together, it is really, truly unsavory and unpleasant. But to go with your theory of the drugs.
Sounds like beluga.
It does sound like beluga.
Oh, yeah.
He is brachiophallic. Wow. All right.
Brachiophallic.
So that was like
it's brachia, isn't it?
Brachia.
I said brachia. Why did I have so much trouble with that?
And also, you got to give credit to Jimmy Kimmel. Let's close with this. He did a man on the street yesterday asking people about the debate, but the debate hadn't happened yet. So these are all people just pretending to know what they're talking about.
I love
because they're all commenting on something that hadn't yet
America,
happened.
Everybody. What impressed you the most about Hillary Clinton's performance last night at the debate?
Impressed me?
Her poise, her confidence.
I liked her poise. She was very, you know, poiseful.
What did you think of that moment when Donald Trump challenged Hillary to do pull-ups on that pull-up bar he brought out?
I thought it was funny because, I mean, come on, Hillary, like, I could barely do a pull-up.
But she did.
Yeah, right. So she proved him wrong. So, I mean, he's just like, kind of ignorant. He just wants a showcasing.
Yeah. Were you surprised last night during the debate when Donald Trump said he'd only use nuclear weapons if he was real pissed off?
That'll be more than just his call. He's going to have some good advisors.
Unbelievable. Were you surprised when Donald Trump screamed at Hillary Clinton, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire?
Wasn't that expected, though? I saw it on social media. So he's acting always.
Yeah, wasn't that expected, though? That is your magic audio vault as I shake my head. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's, you know what? We call that good use of writers.
Yeah,
that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time, everybody, for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.